Welcome back to More Wealth Retirement Talk. I'm Shauna Moore, your retirement income specialist, lover of all things Christmas season, and a very firm believer that leftover pie does count as breakfast.
Is it already Christmas season?
It is. We just had Thanksgiving.
It is. That's right.
Yep. So apparently my husband Dave is joining us today.
Yeah.
As always.
As always. Once you have a little bit more excitement for that.
I'm very excited. I love having you on here.
You have tryptophan on the brain, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Wow. I hope everybody survived Thanksgiving. I know we did.
Barely. Right?
Yeah, we barely survived. We got it done, though. That was nice.
We always do.
Less cranberry, more turkey, more leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys canned cranberry people?
No.
No.
Okay.
Are you?
No. Mm-mm.
No, but I'm learning to like if you pair cranberry.
Yeah.
What restaurant had that? Like a sandwich shop. Okay, so they had a turkey sandwich, turkey gravy, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and cranberry sauce on a croissant.
That's Thanksgiving in a bite.
Yeah. No, it's a party in your mouth. It literally is. But the thing is, the cranberry sauce makes it.
Huh.
That kind of reminds me of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory when he makes the one chewing gum and it's all the dinner and the dessert and then she turns into the blueberry.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just put all leftovers on one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead, because you know in leftovers, everybody, right, Jacqueline, everybody does like turkey and mustard or turkey and mayonnaise, whatever. They'll do turkey and then they'll do a little bit of whatever's on the side. I'm telling you, if you pile it on and even put some gravy on it too, it's amazing.
Oh.
It's amazing. I hope the listeners out there try it.
See, okay, as much as I do think that this sounds good, I'm stuffed, like beyond stuffed. I think I'll be stuffed for a few days. So my tummy is, you know, learning to survive. But shopping, retail therapy does make the heart better.
Well, in all that activity, you're walking around.
Yeah.
You're getting exercise. You're rebuilding your appetite for another meal.
Yeah. We don't call it walking. We roll around where we have to go. Of course, we have soccer all day this weekend. It's the last of the club soccer before high school starts.
Yep.
So that'll get us. Yeah.
We'll but that's around. A lot of sitting at the games. We're not the ones
but you
running
have to
around
walk there. Right. You're hoping there's hills to burn off your Thanksgiving.
There's not.
I feel like now, though, I mean, we kind of have an excuse for the next month to not work out. And
true,
you know,
it's hibernation month.
Yeah.
And the last week is the best week when you don't even know what day it is. You don't even know if you're awake or asleep. Yeah.
Yes,
so this is the beginning of the lost month, the end of the year.
Lost month and a half. Lost 5 weeks. Yeah. I love it, though. It's great.
Yeah.
It's you get to reflect. Mm-hmm. You get to reflect. You get to. It's fun, a lot of sports, a lot of family, a lot of banter.
Yep.
A lot of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, did you enjoy watching your football?
I did. My fantasy team's not doing so well, but we're like just imploding because of injuries. So I've already got to the point. Last week I got to the point, I threw my hands up. I go, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this. And so we have two tournaments. Half the league gets to go for the big money. Okay. And then the other half plays for the right to play in the toilet bowl.
Okay.
So I'm
where
just trying to get a.
Where,
oh, I'm definitely in that last
bracket. We're always in the toilet bowl.
Not always.
Usually.
Two out of every 3 years because of some dumb injury.
Yeah. Right?
Yep. But yeah, that's a lot of naps. Christmas decorations are up.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Already.
And we
Christmas is the best time of year. And I am super excited to finally have Christmas around. So to start off, Christmas season. All right. So I think we're ready to dive right into this episode.
Welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk, where finance meets fun.
Join financial expert Shauna Moore,
sports analogy pro and dad joke king Dave Moore,
and Jacqueline Gladhill, who keeps us all on track,
as we break down retirement planning with insights,
laughs,
and a whole lot of more wisdom. Well, you know, again, Black Friday is a big day for a lot of people. It is the first day of shopping for the holidays. But what also comes at the end of the year, unfortunately, is a lot of stress and chaos with your financial situation because there's deadlines, pressure, urgency. We don't want any of our clients to experience that. So this is why we're talking about this now, is we want to make sure that we remind our clients and people in general, those of our listeners, that there are certain things you want to make sure you're getting done, even though this is kind of the fun time of year with shopping and Christmas preparation. But we want to make sure to remind you, your required minimum distributions or RMDs need to be done by December 31st. But that doesn't mean waiting until the last couple of days of the month. You really need to start doing that here in the next couple of weeks. So there is some urgency for that because the companies need some processing time.
Look, we know everybody's busy out there. We get it. And Christmas is on everybody's mind. But if you wait for that last week, like we just talked about, that last week is the dark week. Mm-hmm. That's the week that like you're kind of lost, not making great decisions and all that stuff. So, and we're the same way. Mm-hmm. But if you tackle that more towards the beginning to the middle of the month before the holidays really hit full force, then yep, you're going to be better off.
And so just make sure that your company that you're with has the time to process that. The other reminder is that a lot of people mix up with Roth contributions. Roth conversions, if you're wanting to make those for 2025, they need to be done by the end of the year. So you do not have until the tax deadline like you would with a IRA contribution, but Roth conversions are year end only. So you need to get those done as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like you said, Shauna, don't wait until even the mid-December, right? I mean, right, mid-December is kind of pushing it. So if listeners out there, do it now, get it done so you can relax for the rest of the month. You know, you want to enjoy time at Christmas with your family or New Year's. You enjoy that. Be happy that it's done and it's over with.
Exactly. And one final thing I do want to bring up as well, for those that have taxable accounts that are maybe looking at a way to offset some gains for the year, or if maybe you sold a piece, you know, real estate or something that has some capital gains, if you want to take advantage of any tax loss harvesting, those windows also close this month. So again, you want to start looking at those accounts or speak with your advisor if that's part of your plan or something that you need to review and look at as a consideration. You want to do that now as well.
Absolutely.
So now we shift into Christmas mode, right, Shauna?
Yes.
Like here we are, ready to go.
Like you said, the lights are up. Do you have your tree up, Jacqueline?
Well, I do not yet. But as you guys can see behind me in my office here, I have Christmas lights galore. And I am full Christmas mode this year. I think, you know, I am taking a family trip for a week. So I told everybody that means that Christmas starts a week earlier because we're technically missing out on a week of Christmas, right? Because we're not going to be here. So sure, it's got to start a week ahead. Yes. Come on.
Hey, sure. It starts today, the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Well, yes. Technically, we kind of start preparing after Halloween, and then we're the type that you're 1 day for Thanksgiving and then back to Christmas.
Yeah.
Because we like Christmas that much.
Yeah, we have a couple days.
Do you have Thanksgiving decorations?
A little bit. Ooh.
Yeah, but they're like the fall decorations. Yeah. So we do the fall and then we jump right in Halloween because our neighborhood's big on Halloween. But then you have to, pardon the pun, fall back a little bit back to the fall. Uh-huh. But what we do is we slowly bring in the Christmas decorations, yeah, the snow and some of the lights and stuff like that.
It's
and
a process.
Put a few out. And then, yeah, this week, they're almost all done though this week.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Well, great. I mean, and this is also a time when families tend to share stories, right? I mean, you're surrounded by family members, mm-hmm, you know, whether they're funny ones, which I've heard lots of stories today from the two of you, and sentimental ones and the ones you know, only hear after someone's had a second slice of pie or a second drink also.
Right. Hey, yeah. Jacqueline.
Yes.
What smells the best at Thanksgiving dinner?
I think the buns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shauna?
The turkey? Mm-hmm.
Typically, it's your nose.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
A dad joke? Do we get dad jokes this time of year?
Oh, this is the best.
There's no breaks from those?
No. Yeah, there you go. We got to increase the dad jokes.
Yes, he pulls the dad joke book out pretty commonly throughout the year, mm-hmm. but especially this time. But
speaking of, one more. Since you're asking me to stop making dad jokes, but you know I can't quit cold turkey.
You know, okay, so, our question. Are you guys ham people for Thanksgiving, Christmas? Like,
what I are like ham, but we have to have traditional. So Thanksgiving is turkey. Dave requires turkey. Well, but Christmas is ham.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if it were up to Dave, we'd have literally everything at Thanksgiving, uh-huh. but I shut that down a little bit ago, okay. a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It's okay. too much.
How about you?
Yeah, I don't really like turkey.
Really?
So, yeah, I will eat it cold. I like cold turkey. I'm just not a huge fan of, like, turkey on the table. I don't know. I like ham.
I kind of agree with you. I like the turkey sandwiches after yes. with some yeah. mayonnaise and whatever you want to put on it.
I think you yes. make turkey just to have the leftovers.
Yes.
And you can have ham as the... Mm-hmm.
Yes, agree.
Yep.
Yep.
We talked about that this week, earlier in the week in Costco, didn't we? Because we saw the turkey and the ham. Do you yeah. want to get a ham too?
I said, yeah, we this said is such no.
a dangerous time to go to Costco for many reasons.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of like stories and sharing these stories around these holidays and this season, you know, it brings up a great point about legacy and what mm-hmm. that means with family members and your legacy. So, Shauna, what can you share a little bit about this?
Well, yes, because what a lot of people don't realize is legacy doesn't just mean your money or your assets. It can also mean your faith, your values, your family traditions, and obviously love. And so we're encouraging our clients and our listeners to create a legacy letter. This is always included in the trusts or wills that we put together for our clients. So it helps kind of direct them to that. But it is a short letter that shares things like what God has taught you if you're religious, you know, what values are that you hope your family carries forward, your hopes and blessings for your children and your grandchildren or great grandchildren, and what truly matters to your family. So it's, you know, this can be one of the most meaningful gifts that people can ever give. It has nothing to do with money or inheriting assets or anything like that. It really comes from the heart.
And it lasts a lot longer than fruitcake.
What even is fruitcake?
I don't even know what fruitcake. I don't know.
Yeah, I've had it way back in the day.
My grandmother used to make it, but I never ate. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Grandma. I love you.
It was like a 70s, 80s, and then we switched over to, if anybody's out there that knows what Hickory Farms is, where you get the sausage mm-hmm. and the cheese and stuff like that. That took the place of the fruitcake, but.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, and people remember stories, not just account statements. So just right. make sure, listeners, that no one's really going to remember the money that you left, but they sure are going to remember the time and the stories that you provide.
That's exactly. right. But if any of this is stirring something in you, whether it's getting your financial house in order or wanting to make sure your legacy is documented, you can always reach out for a no-cost discovery call. The number is 888-4-MY-WEALTH. Or you can visit morewealthtalk.com. Don't forget, there's two O's and more. Ross, you can also remember to subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, or Apple Podcasts and request your complimentary copy of Retire With More.
Yes, thank you. So, you know, everyone, we talked about decorating. There's also baking day. Do you bake holiday
yes.
Christmas cookies?
Are you a baker, Jacqueline?
Yes, I'm a huge baker. And have you ever had almond sugar cookies?
Yes. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Those are the best Christmas cookies, in my opinion.
So we know exactly what Jacqueline's going to ship to us.
Yes.
You think I'll make it all the way down to Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
It should.
Yeah. So after the decorating or the baking, why not also plan a financial cleanup day? So it's a peaceful, intentional moment, maybe with some Christmas music playing.
Yes.
Where you can, you know, with your spouse or with your family, you can look over things, you know, before the end of the year, such as beneficiaries on your accounts, make sure they're all up to date. You know, look at your required minimum distribution status, speak with your advisor, make sure you get those and you get the right amount taken out. You can look at potential Roth conversions. You know, talk about your different tax withholdings from your different withdrawals that you might have taken throughout the year, and just make sure that you have taken the right amount or have a plan for if you do owe tax at the end of the year, that you're not going to be surprised by that. It's also a good time to look at some charitable giving if that's something you want to do, and make sure that you can plan accordingly for that. And then look at your upcoming expenses. You know, we're at the end of the year and people spend a lot during the holidays. So you might end up racking up a little bit on your credit card bills, things like that. But you want to look at your upcoming expenses going forward into January and what your January game plan looks like. So you can make it a little bit more interesting if you play some Christmas music and maybe have some eggnog, maybe some extra spiked eggnog.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, it's like testing the Christmas lights before climbing the ladder. Been there.
Please do.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. I've learned my lesson the hard way.
You know what that reminds me of? The Christmas Lampoon's
National Lampoon. Yeah. So that was going to be my instruction in the closing. All of our listeners have, this is the perfect weekend to watch it. We watch it on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay. So you know what my favorite line from that movie is?
Where do you think you're going? See? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no. We're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny Kaye.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Wasn't there another naughty word in that one?
Is
that the clean version?
That's the clean version.
That's the clean version.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We watch that constantly.
I think I've already watched it like four times this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's great background.
Yeah,
it's either football or that all weekend. Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, just remember that, you know, when we're planning for legacy, this is all practical, peaceful, and honestly, it reflects good stewardship. I mean, God calls us to be faithful with what we've been given.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to share a quick story inspired by some real experiences with some of our clients. We have a couple, we'll just call them Jim and Linda, but they had a big cardboard box labeled Christmas. Inside were some decorations. We have a lot of those, don't we, Dave?
We have a ton of those. Not enough.
But also a pile of old statements, half-finished plans, and forgotten accounts. So one December, they finally dug through it. And what they found were things like they had the wrong beneficiary on some accounts. They had a forgotten 401k that they were because they'd moved, they were no longer receiving statements on, didn't even remember that they had it, which is kind of a bonus. They found that they were taking incorrect required distributions and some additional missed tax opportunities. So, you know, they told me that we wish we'd dealt with this sooner when life was quieter, you know?
So every family has a Christmas box like that, you know? Some of them are metaphorical. Some are in the garage.
Yes.
A lot of ours
or the attic.
Or the attic.
Or a small storage unit because we have so many decorations.
We actually have a storage unit for two holidays.
Well, we have our 12-foot Jack Skellington. He takes up a lot of room.
He takes a lot of room.
Yeah.
He's worth it.
Well, and just remember that when you open up those Christmas, you know, ornaments and Christmas decorations, you're finding peace, not panic.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's what we want for our listeners this season. We want them to have peace, clarity, and confidence going into the holiday Christmas season and into the new year. So as we enter this Christmas season, which is a season of hope, reflection, and joy, you know, give yourself the gift of financial clarity. If you want help sorting out your own, quote, Christmas box, reviewing your income plan, or preparing for 2026 and beyond, you can call us and schedule a no-cost discovery call. It's 833-4-MY-WEALTH, or visit us at more, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com.
And remember that while you're unwrapping memories and putting up the lights, which is so much fun, or frustrating, depending on whether or not you checked them or not first. I mean, just remember to ask yourself, am I ready for the new year? And do I want that confidence and peace when I enter 2026?
Well, yeah, I mean, stress fades. Remember that. But the peace and the preparation, they last.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank you for spending just a small part of your holiday recovery with us. You know, the Thanksgiving hangover, so to speak. Mm-hmm. We're grateful for you, and we pray that this season brings joy, blessings, and renewed hope.
Yes. And remember to follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts so you never miss an episode of our crazy talks.
You can also call in for your complimentary copy of Retire With More. It makes a great stocking stuffer, and trust me, I tested it.
Have a wonderful start to your Christmas season, and we'll see you next time on More Wealth Retirement Talk. God bless.
Bye, Shauna. Bye, Jacqueline.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to More Wealth Retirement Talk with Shauna,
Dave,
and Jacqueline.
We hope you enjoyed the mix of financial insight,
sports wisdom,
and a few dad jokes along the way.
Join us next week for more ways to plan smart,
laugh often,
and retire with confidence.
Advisory services are offered through More Wealth Partners, LLC, an investment advisory in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through More Wealth Management, LLC, an affiliated company.